Натира ваначари, джаякон джабихари. Натира ваначари. Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Mahadabhahu Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Giri Varadhari Shada Nanda Naha Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Jamunatira Vanachari Jaya Kunjari Hari Jamunatira Vanachari Jaya Kunja Bihari Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gopi Jana Bhava Jaya Giri Bharadhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jagiri Bharadhari Yashoda Nandana Jabraja Jana Ranjana Natira Vanachari Jayakunjabi Hari Natira Vanachari Jayakunjabi Hari
Srila Prabhupada ki Harinam Sankirtan Yoga ki Shri Shri Kishore Kishore ki Shri Shri Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra ki Shri Shri Gaura Nitai ki Samaveda Bhaktavrinda ki All glorious to assembled devotees, all glorious to assembled devotees, all glorious to assembled devotees. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Gaura Premanandi. Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So, 6th of October Thursday 2016 We are continuing relishing the nectar of the Srimad Bhagavatam, continuing from the shloka number 26 from the 8th canto, 8th chapter, churning of the milk ocean. Shloka 26, and we'll go up to 34. Shankatriya mridanganam buditram prithusvanah dvanu ghanam sastrinam nrityatam gayatam abhut. The inhabitants of Gandharva Loka and Charana Loka then took the opportunity to play their musical instruments such as conchals, bugles, and drums. They began dancing and singing along with their wives. So we see that everyone is celebrating the appearance of goddess Rama, Lakshmi Devi, and celebrating her good fortune. Celebrating the good fortune of the goddess of fortune. Can you imagine? Because she was accepted by Supreme Personality of Godhead, yes, Lord Narayan, as his shelter, and she was given the residence at his bosom. Yeah. So, like a living entity, taking birth in this material world, wouldn't be able to survive without the being sheltered by the parents. Yes? If a baby would be born and left on his own, that's it. It will die. It will not be able to survive. Maybe lower species of life, some animals, they may survive on their own. But the human being, after taking birth, if he would be neglected, left alone, it will not survive, it will die, because it's immediately dependent on the milk of the mother, on the care, protection, affection. It is said that the children grow on the affection of their parents. So therefore, the question of the shelter in this world is very essential. But we understand that this is not the shelter, the concept of shelter, is not originating from this material world. We see that in the spiritual world and with the spiritual subject matter, everyone, devotional service is greatly based on the principle of shelter. Yes, taking volunteer shelter, voluntarily taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. So this is one of the descriptions of devotional service. Volunteer, positive acceptance of the shelter at the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So we see that whenever in the universe happens any event which satisfies and pleases the Lord, or the event which is according to the will and desire of the Lord, immediately it becomes like a festival. Yes. Immediately. So we see that then the living entities like Gandharvas, Charanas, they immediately react to the atmosphere, to the event, by starting playing and dancing. Yes? It's not that they create the atmosphere. No, they maintain and expand it. But originally, everything comes from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, if the Lord blesses someone, then immediately there will be some brahmana or some exalted spiritual personality who will enact this blessing. Same thing like we see when Lakshmi Devi was granted shelter at the bosom of Supreme Lord, all the universe was celebrating it, happily celebrating it, yes, because the Lord was happy. And we see in the material world, where in the conditional life, where everything is artificial, the musicians try hard to create the atmosphere of festival, but because it has nothing to do with the supreme, with the pleasure and pleasing of the Supreme Lord, it's artificial, it's superficial. So therefore people have to drink alcohol, take drugs, in order to, you know, pretend it's just celebration. Otherwise it's so artificial. It's not from the heart, it's external. So people have to take some intoxications in order to imitate, oh, it's party time. But it's so artificial. And people agree just to, in order to avoid anything what is spiritual or anything what would be connected to the Lord, they agree to play a role of, it's just fine. Pretend to be everything fine. But we see that on the other hand, if everything is directed for the pleasure of the Lord, everything performed for the pleasure of the Lord, immediately the sincere, pious, religious entity, living entities, they immediately react to the Lord's pleasures energy. So here we see that Gandharva, the inhabitants of Gandharva Loka, Gandharva Vasis and Charanavasis, they immediately started enacting the festival mood of the Lord because Lakshmi Devi was granted the shelter. So same thing, if some living entity gets liberation and goes back home, back to Godhead, all the universe celebrates that. So anything which is connected with the pleasure of the Lord, immediately it is a celebration. So we see that devotees, and being taught by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, we celebrate every day. We celebrate the festival of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Yes. And yesterday night, in the program with the Russian devotees, we talked about that. That even the gopis of Vrindavan, they were celebrating the kirtan. They were promoting, they were glorifying the kirtan, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Yes. Text 27. Brahma rudrangiro mukhya sarve vishva srijo vibhum idiri vitadhair matrais tal lingai pushpa varshinaha. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the great sage Angira, and similar directors of universal management showered flowers and chanted mantras indicating the transcendental glories of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why is that? The Lord accepted the service of Lakshmi Devi. So you see, it's not an ordinary thing, devotional service. It's the reason to celebrate for the all festival, for the all universe. So if a devotee performing Harinam pleases the Lord, all the universe is celebrating such an event. So here we see that because Lakshmi Devi, by her qualities, satisfied Lord Narayan, all the festival, all the universe was celebrating. And as we mentioned that, then Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, great sages, they were all ready to bless and ready to shower flowers and chant the mantras to glorify the Lord. So if the Lord is pleased, then it's the reason for the celebration for all the universe. Sriyavalo kitadeva sapraja pataya praja siladiguna sampana lebhire nivritim param. All the demigods, along with the Prajapatis and their descendants, being blessed by Lakshmiji's glance upon them, were immediately enriched with good behavior and transcendental qualities. Thus, they were very much satisfied. So here we see that if the Lord is pleased, then everyone is pleased. All the pious, religious, exalted personalities throughout the universe, they feel great pleasure. And the example which Srila Prabhupada gives is, if you pour the water onto the root of the tree will be happy. So if the root of the creation, Lord, is being pleased, water, with the service of his subordinates, with the living entities, everyone is immediately pleased. So then all the events naturally develop. The great sages, the demigods, step forward with their blessings. Then demigods, Prajapatis, they were all very much pleased with the Lakshmi Devi's appearance. Yes? Because now in the universe there will be some personality who would be responsible for blessing us. So the blessings of the Lord reach those living entities through the blessings of Lakshmi Devi. And her blessing is very simple. She just glances over. So we know that actually the universe was created by the glance of the Lord, because he impregnated the pradhan material energy, which the material energy which doesn't have mass, color, form, smell, fragrance, nothing. But only when Lord impregnates the material energy with his causeless glance, then material energy, being agitated, starts the creation. Nihsatva loluparajan nirudyaga nirudyoga gatatrapaha yada chopikshita lakshmiya babhuvur daitya danavaha. O king, because of being neglected by the goddess of fortune, the demons and rakshasas were depressed, bewildered, and frustrated, and thus they became shameless. And we will see how Srila Prabhupada gives an explanation why they were frustrated and like that. Athasid varuni devi kanya kamala lochana asura jagrihustam vai harer anuma tena te. Next appeared Varuni, the lotus-eyed goddess who controls drunkards. Can you imagine? There is the modern Kali Yuga drunkards. They don't know they should worship the goddess. And they're so stupid and ignorant, they don't know whom to be grateful for being drunkard. With the permission of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, the demons headed by Bali Maharaj took possession of this young girl. Of course, they're so keen to be, drunken. They even don't mind the side effect of hangover. So that's why they try to maintain their state of intoxication, so that they would not have to worry about hangover. So it's too much. But we see that in the universe, everything is personified, and this is the beauty of Vedic tradition and Vedic knowledge. Because even the lowest amongst the lowest, they are provided with a person to take shelter of. So we see that Varuni Devi Devidasi. Varuni Devidasi. Yes, she is giving shelter to thee, those who are lowest amongst the lowest intoxicants. Ato dadhir matyamanat kashyapair amritartibhi udatishtan maharaja purusha paramad bhutah. O king, thereafter, while the sons of Kashyapa, both demons and demigods, were engaged in churning the ocean of milk, a very wonderful male person appeared. So here we see the intrigue, a new intrigue starting. Because Lakshmi Devi appeared, you know, everyone celebrated and got blessings from her and felt happy. And it's also a very important point that when you get blessings, you are immediately enriched with good behavior and transcendental qualities. What it was said that because of the glance and blessings of Lakshmi Devi, everyone just became like a cultured person, good behavior. Yeah, so that means compassion, humility. You know, everything which is under the good behavior, well behaved, yeah, subordinate, obedient, yeah, loyalty. You become enriched with those qualities. But on the other hand, because the demons and non-believers, they are in the mentality of consumer. They want to enjoy. They want to be served and glorified, not the Lord. That means they're envious. They're envious. And we see that Lord Krishna teaches Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, saying that I'm giving you this knowledge to you because you are not envious of me. And this knowledge cannot be given to those who are envious. So see, that's why the demons and Rakshasas, Yavanas, they were not blessed by Lakshmi Devi because they are envious of the Lord. They are envious of her master, Lord Narayan. So they were not blessed. Yes. So now another personality is going to appear, Lord Dhanvantari, with the jar of the Somaras, the nectar of immortality. So the demons immediately snatched it from him. Dirgha pivarador danda kambu grivo runikshanaha shyamala staruna zragvi sarvabharana bhushitaha. This personality, he was strongly built. His arms were long, stout, and strong. His neck, which was marked with three lines, resembled a conch shell. His eyes were reddish, and his complexion was blackish. He was very young, he was garlanded with flowers, and his entire body was fully decorated with various ornaments. Pitava sa mahoraskaha sumrishtamani kundalaha snigdha kunchita keshanta subhaga simha vikramaha amrita purna kala sam bibhrad valaya bhushitaha. He was dressed in yellow garments and wore brightly polished earrings made of pearls. The tips of his hair were anointed with oil, and his chest was very broad. His body had all good features, and he was stout and strong like a lion, and he was decorated with bangles. In his hand he carried a jug filled to the top with nectar. And now to our today's shloka, so we chant all together. Sabai Bhagavata Sakshad Vishnor Am Samsha Sambhavaha Dhanvantarir Iti Kyata Ayurveda Drik Ijyabhak Savai Bhagavata Sakshad Vishnor Amsam Shasambhavaha Dhanvantarir Iti Kyata Ayurveda Drik Ijyabhak. Please. Savai Bhagavata Sakshat Vishnur Amsamsha Sambhavaha Dhanvartare Tikyata Ayurveda Drikijabhak Saha He Vai Indeed Bhagavata of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sakshat, directly. Vishnu, of Lord Vishnu. Amsha, Amsha Sambhavaha, incarnation of the plenary portion of the plenary portion. Dhanvantarihi, Dhanvantari. Iti, thus. Kyataha, celebrated. Ayurveda Drik, fully conversant in the medical science. Ijyabhak, one of the demigods eligible to share the benefits of sacrifices. Translation and purport of His Divine Grace is Sivaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. This person was Dhanvantari, a plenary portion of a plenary portion of Lord Vishnu. He was very conversant with the science of medicine, and as one of the demigods, he was permitted to take a share in sacrifices. Purport. Srimadvacharya remarks, Tisham satyach chalanardham harir dhanvantarir vibhu samarto pyasuranam tu Svahastad Amuchat Sudham. Dhanvantari, who was carrying the jug containing nectar, was a plenary incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But although he was very strong, the Asuras were able to take the jug of nectar from his hands. Omagyant Mirandasya, Gyananjana Shalakar Chakshuram Militam Yenatas Maishri Guravinu. Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Stapitame Nabhutari Svajam rūpa kadam ahyam dadati svapadantikam pancha kalptur vyashya kripa sindhu bevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo nama namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So sometimes we see how Srila Prabhupada may use the term by hook or by crook. Yeah? The hook is the hook and crook is the hook. Yeah? So by hook or by crook, it means was dishonest, by dishonest means or not. So we see that the demons, they could immediately smell that the Dhanvantari, this, he is the personification of health, yes, and well-being. So, because of being neglected by Lakshmi Devi, yeah, and we will see in the second chapter how much they are eager to be blessed by the lady. So Mohini Murti came and said, okay, you want my blessings? Check it out. Yeah? And they were cheating. But here we see that Lakshmi Devi just ignored them. Just ignored because they were so rough and ill-behaved. So she just ignored them. And instead she blessed all the demigods and pious ones. So being extremely upset with that, yes, we just read. Yeah? We just read that the being neglected by the goddess of fortune, the demons, Rakshasas, were depressed. So what does it mean? If you experience sometimes depression, oops. Oops means UPS. Yeah. Oops. That means you got infected with demoniac mentality. And then Kali Yuga said that that the demons, you don't have to look for the personifications of demons. The qualities, demoniac qualities, infects living entity from within. So therefore, Rakshasas were depressed. What it means? When your desires are not satisfied, you feel depression. What it means? You are devoid of motivation to act for the in order to get the result of your activities, fruits of your activities. So if you do something, and the fruits of the activity of your activity doesn't ripen or come, what you experience? Depression. Yes. So the demons, they were so keen to get blessings of Lakshmi Devi because they were churning. They were churning the milk ocean with the demigods. And the demigods got fruits and we didn't. Oh my God, what a misfortune. So they feel depressed, bewildered, and frustrated, and they became shameless. Shameless means what? This is what we read. They just stole the nectar from Dhanvantari. Why? Because they thought, we missed the blessing of Lakshmi Devi. And if this guy, Dhanvantari, will not bless us, well, we are losers. No way. No way, we will correct this mistake. They just stole it. So this is which is called shameless. You know, they don't ask for blessings and mercies, they just steal it. Oh, Dhanvantari, maybe you will bless us. And what if he will not? Okay, let's get it on our own. So you know, this is the ill behavior. Well-behaved means like even Lakshmi Devi, she didn't beg Lord Narayan, oh, maybe you can give me shelter. No, she was just standing with her qualities of being, you know, shy and humble and like that. And those qualities grant you the blessing. You invoke the blessing with your qualities. So therefore, Lord Narayan happily gave her shelter at the Basin. Yeah. And although she always has shelter at the lotus chest of the Lord, still she humbly always keeps her right next to the feet of the Lord. Just these are the, you know, the ornaments of the character of the personality. You don't try to promote yourself to the position higher than you are actually qualify yourself. Rather, being qualified, you always keep yourself humbly at the lower position than you are granted. And this is Lakshmi Devi's beauty and glory. The demons is another case. They are disqualified highly, but they always want to be promoted higher than their qualification lets them to. So therefore, you know, they missed the blessing of Lakshmi Devi. They thought, we will not miss the blessing of that one. And we will not take our chances. You know, he may bless us, he may not. No, we will not take chances. Let's get the jar. And we see that the intrigue is really complicated there, because then the Lord himself had to come and incarnate just to cheat the demons. So these are the lessons which we are learning from those shlokas. That the demigods, they're not into the fighting, but they're always humble and well behaved. And the demons, they are aggressive, and they are always ill-behaved, up to the level of stealing and like that. And I believe that Dhanvantari was not eager to fight for the nectar, because he is himself a plenary portion of the Lord, so he knew the pastime which is going to develop eventually. So this is the position of the demigods and the divine person. Even provoked, is not keen to fight. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Maybe you have some questions, or you could give some elaboration on the situation.
Seems like there's a lot of psychology going on in this. Prabhupada says Ashraya and Dushraya, and then first. What is it? First deserve, then desire.
Yes.
It seems like Dhanvantari was just setting this whole thing up, you know, because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
yes.
And they couldn't take it from him, but he let them take
it. I believe.
So that just, you know, came to mind. Some other thing, but I can't remember it right offhand, but maybe after somebody else asks a question,
yes,
or something. Thanks.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I was just thinking that when they were depressed and frustrated,
yeah,
the demons, And the next thing is that Goddess Varuni appear and it is explained that she controls the drunkards, but they took her by almost like so although they it seems that you know that what in which that's the
And this is their stupidity. They think they may enjoy her, yeah? By taking possession of Varuni, they think, oh, we will enjoy her. But actually, being drunkard or being, slave of the alcohol or intoxication, you don't have the intelligence to understand what is going on. So for them, it's the situation. If you are not pious and if you are not religious, then you will be cheated one way or the other. And intoxication is one of the ways living entity is being cheated, thinking that, oh, it's all right, everything is just fine. Doesn't matter, I'm not following the regulative principles and religious principles and like that. I can just drink and feel okay. But it's a cheating. It's a cheating. You don't understand what's going on. And like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna that the plan or the purpose of the demons is to destroy this world. What does it mean? They may present it as a what is it called? The atomic weapons. It's for our protection. Come on. They produce so much weapons, and but it becomes so dangerous because you know it can destroy the world, and this is exactly what Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that the purpose of the atheists and demons is to destroy the world, although they may present it as a security. Yeah, we produce those weapons just to secure our situation, but it's how through the violence how you can promote peace through the violence. It's nonsense. Through the conscience, through the piety, through the religiosity, you can you can achieve the peace. Not through the, producing more weapons. So that's why the intoxication is very relevant to the atheist and demon. Because everything they do or say, speak, is all like twisted. We are producing weapons for the protection and for the peace. Come on. Every common sense person can understand, you know, if you walk with a gun or if you walk with a knife, it's not a promotion of the peace. It's just, you know, it's superficial. So therefore we see that being intoxicated, this is the way to escape the reality that you are a rascal, ignorant, and violent guy. So therefore, for them, they didn't ask for Varuni's blessings, they just took over her. That's it. Mm. So that they would, through her presence, they could always feel so-called happiness, which is very artificial and inflicted through by intoxication. So this is not our way. We seek happiness through pleasing the Lord, and we are ready and we agree voluntarily to do what the Lord says and asks, but not through creating your own conditions and situations like demons do. They're so whimsical. They're so whimsical. They don't know even themselves what will come next. But because they're really materialistically motivated, they are the slaves of the circumstances. They don't know what's next. Even in the politics, we see that, you know, everyone is guessing what will be next. Who will be next president? What will happen next? Nobody knows. Everyone just guessing. But if you follow the Vedic culture and Vedic principles, everything is very clear. Everything is clearly described.
Srila Prabhupada calls modern civilization an empty show, because they're not seeing Vishnu in the center. And then he said about intoxication, you don't need intoxication because the happiness is within. And then Prabhupada saw a billboard, it was for cool cigarettes. And he said, just see, you know, there's fire coming out of his mouth, but they call it cool.
Yeah, he said, by smoking fire, you can be cool. It's hot. You know, smoking fire, you cannot be cool, it's hot. So it's all twisted, it's always, everything is just twisted. Saying one thing, pretending another thing, but getting unexpected result. Now they write on the cigarettes, smoking kills.
Yeah.
But in the beginning of the 20th century, they were promoting tobacco as a panacea against all diseases. Yeah.
Yes. Like 50 years ago, half of the adult population smoked cigarettes. And now it's about 20%. So instead of 1 out of 2, it's like 1 out of 5.
Yeah.
And certain minorities and low-income people, it's even more. But cigarettes are like $10 a pack. And as far as nuclear weapons, Prabhupada said, don't think they won't use them. Yeah.
Although they promote it as for the security and for the protection. But at some point, you know, you don't know who will press the button.
I think Martin Luther King said, guided missiles by misguided men.
We just pray for Kishore that it would never happen. But you never know.
Yeah. Thank you.
Rataraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Gaura Premanande. Thank you so much.